Good morning.
Good morning.
It is so good to stand before you on this resurrection service. I thank God for this opportunity. I need some water. And I am going to definitely try to stay calm. I'm going to stay right here. I have some notes I want to just share with you this morning. Before I start, I'd like to thank God for BCC. What an awesome church. What great leadership they have here. And I'm just glad to be part of the team. And as always, I'd like to thank God for my lovely wife, the mother of our seven children. And so, thank you. I'm going to share with you a thought coming from Mark 10, verse 45. Just even thinking about Pastor, how he's been preaching on rise and shine. And I think this verse, and going through and adding some definition to it, will help us see how Jesus shine. And when I think about this particular verse, let me read it. For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life. And then the last phrase, a ransom for many. Now the word ransom, it means the holding or freeing of a prisoner in return for a payment. So something had to be paid. And I really never thought about myself of being trapped. I just never really thought of myself that someone would have to give something for me to get out. I mean, I never really thought about that. But if you know anything just about the Bible, just even that we're born in sin, that Adam sinned and we were born in sin, and when you get the understanding that literally, I say this often, I was minding my own business, going straight to hell. Amen. And the reason I say that is because we were born in sin and literally under the power of the enemy. So I didn't really see that I needed to be set free. Right? I mean, how many of you would say, I agree with that? And I actually like it again. Let me say it again. Minding my own business. Mine messed up. My own business. There was an enemy that was seeking to destroy us. And so we needed to be set free. We needed a savior. We needed to be rescued. And I'm a witness that we needed to be rescued. And so when you look at this particular scripture, what happened to Satan when Christ died? It was not a payment, but defeat. The Son of God became a human so that through death, he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is the devil. John 3:8 said that that's why he came, to destroy the work of the devil. But in the Bible, there is no negotiation. The Son became man to put the devil in his place. The Son became man to put the devil in his place. Defeated him. When Jesus says that he came to give life as a ransom, listen to this. The focus is not on who gets the payment. The focus is on his own life as the payment. The focus of his life as the payment. Because he's coming to give. And on his freedom in serving rather than being served. And on the many who will benefit from the payment he makes. If we ask who received the ransom, the biblical answer would surely be God. The Bible says that Christ gave himself up for us, offering as an offering to God. Ephesians 5:2. And then in Hebrews it says, Christ offered himself without blemish to God. And so the whole need for a substitute to die on our behalf is because we have sinned against God. We have come short of the glory of God, as it said in Romans 3:23. And even in Romans 3:19, it says the whole world is held accountable. Is held accountable to God. So when Christ gives himself as a ransom for us, the Bible says that we are freed from the condemnation of God. How many are you excited that you're free from the condemnation of God? As Romans 8:1 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So the ultimate captivity from which we are released is the final judgment of God. Romans 2 leads to, we know that God's judgment of those who do such things is based on truth. That we have sinned, that we have broken the relationship with God, and we will stand. Revelation 14:7 says, fear God and give him glory. Because his judgment has come. The ransom price of this release from God's condemnation is the life of Christ. It's the life of Christ. Not just, listen to this, not just his life lived, but his life given up in death. Given up in death. Jesus said repeatedly to the disciples, the Son of Man is going to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him. He's going to be delivered up. And Jesus said this over and over again. Telling the truth, telling, because he's on a mission. He knows where he's going. And he's saying that I'm going to be turned over to men and they're going to kill me. So when you look in the Bible, you will hear Jesus saying that he is the Son of Man. Over 65 times in the gospel. And it was always, he was saying it because it has a ring of mortality to it, that his life is coming to an end. Not only that, he keeps saying, I'm the Son of Man, because men can die. But he's the God-man. But he keeps saying, the Son of Man, because men can die. Just looking at him serving. That he came to die. Because the ransom could only be paid by the Son of Man. Because the ransom was a life given in death. He became man so that he could die for us. The price was not coerced from him. That's the whole point of him saying the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. He needed no service from us. He was the giver and not the receiver. And then he says this, no one takes my life. No one takes my life. I lay it down. I lay it down on my own accord. The price was paid freely. It was not force, which brings us again to his love. He freely chose to rescue us at the cost of his own life. He said that he came to give his life a ransom for many. Yet not everybody will receive that ransom from the raft of God. I like it that he came to serve. You can look at this and look at our Savior and see that he came to serve. How about he came to die? They used to, the old folks in my father's church used to say, I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood that was shed on me, shed for me. One day when I was lost, Jesus died up on the cross to ransom me, to set me free. When you think about that, he came and died. He's the Son of God. What a war going on. He's the Son of God. And when Adam and Eve sin, it's the first place where really death is mentioned. First place where it is mentioned, and it's almost Satan is like, after he's been thrown out, right? Comes down and messes with God's creation and gets them to sin, because when they sin, he knows that death is coming. He activates death, because God says, if you sin, you will what? Surely die. And so when you look at Jesus from the beginning, from the foundations of the earth, coming to serve, to identify with us our pain. Oh, when I look at what he's done for us to set us free. And he had to come and get rid of what caused death. I never really thought about that. I'm not trying to make of an equation, but if sin brought death, then get rid of what caused it. Never really thought of a spiritual increase, but how are you going to get rid of it? Well, you have to get rid of what caused it. And that's why Jesus came. He came not losing his deity. Because he's God and he's God's son. Right? And so he comes down. Take on a body. God said, no, no more sacrifices. Jesus said, a body you have prepared for me. Right? Why? Because he's coming. He's coming to take away what caused death. He takes it away. And that's why he who knew no sin became what? Sin for us. And what does sin? What's the result of sin? Death. And so what did he do? He took on the sin. And then he gave us his righteousness. So when you see him going through, he faced the wrath of God so we didn't have to face it. Amen? Does that make sense? I'm not, right? And so when he says he comes to serve, look at how he's giving himself. He is still the Son of God, but he gave himself. He served himself to us to bring glory to his Father. And so when he died, right, 3 days on the cross, he's so powerful that when he died and went into the earth, hundreds were set free. Man, I guess we can miss it when we look at Jesus, that he is life. Life is in him. And that's why he said, I'm coming to lay it down for you. I'm laying it down for you, but I'm going to be able to pick it up. And when he died, he said all of those that were died before him, they were set free. How powerful is our Savior? How powerful? How do you do that? He is the Son of God. He is the creator of the whole world. Do you believe? That's why Paul is saying, death, where is your sting? Our Savior died. You know, Satan, then he was just a part of a sting. He didn't even catch it. Why would you kill him? You kill them every, all the power now is in his hand. So powerful that you don't even die. What? Jesus is saying that. Remember Mary, Martha, Lazarus? He said, look, and if you believe, you will never die. Wow, how powerful is that? Never? Never? He's just saying, listen, your body can expire. But you will not. Literally, you will not be unconscious for a second. Never thought about that. Never? 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 Thank you. Isn't that awesome? Isn't that awesome? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with him. Look at that thief today. Not tomorrow. Look how awesome our Savior is. And all of that, he's saying, don't you fear death. If you're going to shine in this life, you cannot fear dying. You cannot die if you're in Christ. Death no longer rules. He rules. Life rules. Man, my dad's gone. I can't see him, but he's alive. I don't know if you have any loved ones gone, but if they're in Christ, he's alive. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remissions of sin. And how about Jesus? I'm just throwing this out. How about Jesus? After he died, he had to go up first, so everybody had to stay because he's the first fruit, so he's got to go up first. How about when he gets to heaven, there's a tabernacle there, and he puts his blood on that tabernacle. I'm talking about an eternal tabernacle. How about he puts the blood, and the Bible says in Hebrews, he did it for us. That's why you don't have to worry. His blood is eternal. Do you see that? Do you believe that? Do you believe he can raise you up? Do you believe one day you'll have a new body? And eternal life. I said I wasn't going to get excited, but man, tell you, I wouldn't want to die without him. He's given himself. He's given himself so that you could have life. That's why Paul even goes over in 1 Corinthians 15. That's the most comprehensive chapter on in the Bible about the resurrection. And Paul just starts off with, he died. He rose. Right? He died for our sins. And then he rose. And he literally says, listen, if he doesn't die, we don't have anything. How much of your living depends on the power of the resurrection, the power that God raised his own son from the dead. And that same power, he said, is given to us. So realizing that, we should shine. Realizing that you don't have to die again. Right? Doesn't that sound funny? Right? So it makes it, you don't have to die. When you die, or you can be raptured, right? But if you die, you're going to be immediately. I never thought about that. You don't lose conscious. Yeah. You're going to be with him. And Jesus doesn't want us to lose that. You know why? Because there's going to be some situations in life where you're going to have to stand for Christ and know that you'll never die. Amen? And so that's why he came. And if there's someone here now that you don't know Jesus Christ, you don't know that he came to die for you, that he's forgiven you of all of your sins. And how do you know your sins are forgiven? Because they saw Jesus walking around. Right? Because Jesus is risen. That means your sins are forgiven. The eternal, not the sacrifices. No. He's the eternal sacrifice. He's the priest that never dies. He is interceding on your behalf right now through every struggle that you have. Jesus is with you. Nothing will separate you from him. Why? Because we are more than conquerors in Jesus Christ. Amen. If there's someone here, sitting here, and perhaps you didn't realize, like me, that without Christ, you're minding your own business, going straight to hell. Now, Jesus talks about hell. That's separation from him. Separation from him for all of eternity. But he came so that you didn't have to spend eternity separated from him. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Would you bow your heads? Perhaps there's someone that doesn't know Jesus here, and you realize that he's died, rose from the dead for payment of all your sins. Just say with me, Lord Jesus, I need you. I realize I'm a sinner and I can't save myself. I need your forgiveness. I believe that you love me so much that you died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead. Say these words with me. I repent of my sins and I put my faith in you as Savior and Lord. Take control of my life and help me to follow you in obedience. Would you say these awesome words? I love you, Jesus. In Jesus' name.